you used to call me on my cell phone.
Good evening and welcome to Hotline Bling FM. It's 1 a.m. now and our topic of the night is to move out or stay at home. Who wouldn't love to hear about that? I certainly can't imagine anything better. If you have something to tell us about your own experiences with living alone, with your parents or your flatmates, give us a call. Tell us about your wild parties or how you still have to do your kids' laundry. I'd love to hear what you have to say. I hear we already have someone on the line right now.
That's right, Bo Jackson from Boston here. What's going on?
Hey Bo, how's it going? I understand you have moved out and are now living on your own.
That is absolutely true. I've been living by myself for about half a year now and I'm loving it.
Great. And why do you love it? Please tell us more about that.
I tell you, it's simply incredible. I can do what I want, when I want. Nobody bothers me at all. When I eat, I can just leave the dishes in the sink. If I don't want to put clothes on, I just don't. I can decide what's on TV. If the music's too loud, I just don't give a damn. I have all the freedom in the world. It's the greatest thing ever. I can tell you that much.
Fascinating. So you don't miss living with your parents at all?
No, not even for a second. Moving out turned out to be better than I could have ever imagined. It's simply amazing.
All right. Thank you for your very interesting call and good night.
No problem. Have a good one. Take care.
Hello to our next caller. So, what do you have to tell us about our topic to move out or stay at home?
Hi, it's Andrea from Chicago. My sweet little daughter is literally eating us out of house and home. And she is already 29. Can you believe that?
Ah, so it's your daughter who's still living at home?
Yes, she is. And all she's got in her head is nonsense. She finally has got to take her life seriously, for God's sake. All she does all day long is singing. It's giving my husband and me the worst headache ever. Why can't she just find a job and finally move out like a normal adult?
Well, that sounds annoying. And you can't do anything to get her to move out?
No. We tried everything we could. We even offered her tons of money to get her out of the house, but she just won't leave. I'm afraid she'll keep annoying us for the rest of our lives. She has to learn to live on her own and spread her wings. Otherwise, she'll end up alone.
I'm sorry, but we have another caller who has to say something and they want to talk to you directly.
Hi, Mom. Now, this is outrageous, just outrageous. What were you thinking going on live radio and talking about me like that?
Well, honey boo, my sweet little Bridget,
Mom, I told you so many times, just call me Adelina in public. Adelina, alright?
Okay, Adelina, listen. I was just so frustrated. I had to vent my anger somewhere. You were making me crazy with your stupid singing.
Oh my God, you should be so grateful and thank God every day that you have such a talented daughter. Are you aware that I already have 32 subscribers on my YouTube channel? Adelina is the best singer ever, and everybody should subscribe to that if you know what's good.
Honey, I already told you 100 times, you really should forget your singing career. That's not the right thing for you. It's nothing you can earn money with.
Mom, you have no idea. I'm going to be the next Mariah Carey, the next Adele. It is my one and only passion. You know what? I think this is my moment.
Oh, no.
Hello,
please
from
stop.
The other
and
side.
That is all for tonight. I hope we all learned something from this incredibly interesting show. For example, I've learned I don't get paid enough for this job. Tune in tomorrow when we talk about the worst cafeteria food in the country. Where did you have it and what was it? Good night and hear you tomorrow. Oh.